Forget the Lakers and the Dodgers. Some of the biggest, and I do mean biggest, sports action in L.A. over the weekend was sumo.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we present the Grand Sumo Tournament Los Angeles. Let's welcome the entrance of the sumo wrestlers.
For the first time in 27 years, 40 top-ranked sumo wrestlers traveled to Southern California for an exhibition tournament. Now, you may have seen photos of these barely clothed behemoths before, but really nothing compares to seeing them live in the incredibly thick flesh as they gracefully lumber into the sumo ring, or dohyo.
From Japan, Yoshikaze. From Japan, Tamanoshima.
Most of these rikishi, or wrestlers, were more than 6 feet tall and well over 300 pounds. And though they all take Japanese sumo names like Hobasho or Wakanosato, many of them hailed from places besides the land of the rising sun.
From Mongolia.
Balto.
From Estonia.
Shikioke Kotoshogi.
The audience was also a diverse mix. Several fans traveled long distances to see this tournament, including the two middle-aged women seated just ahead of me, cooing after wrestlers like they were dancers at Chippendales. New Yorker Barbara Stein wore a Yankee shirt with the name of her favorite wrestler, Asa Shoryu, embroidered on the back. She says it was fate that got her into sumo.
I was stranded at an airport in Japan one time, and they had sumo on a big screen TV, and I just went, oh, wow. You know, what tradition, what beauty, as opposed to what everybody thinks is fat men in diapers. You know, they're just beautiful to watch.
Between airfare, hotels, and tickets that cost $250 a piece, Stein and her friend Katrina Watts of Australia spent nearly $3,000 to be here. But, says Katrina, it was worth every penny.
Each match is so quick and has so much energy in it. And I also like the fact that it's a very pure sport. They use only their bodies.
Each match lasts just a few minutes. The rikishi enter the ring made of clay. They throw salt on it to purify the ring. Then, facing each other, they raise their massive legs high in the air and stamp them onto the ground, symbolically crushing all evil spirits. The wrestlers squat and glower at each other, trying to psych out their opponent. And then they lunge. Whoever steps outside the ring first or touches the ground with any part of their body other than their feet loses.
Akahara wins by yorikiri or frontal force out.
It sounds simple, but there are more than 80 different ways to win, including backwards force down, one-arm shoulder throw, twisting backward knee trip. At this exhibition tournament, the winner of each match moves up in the ranks until the end of the evening when there are just two wrestlers left. Both from Mongolia. The two dive at each other, and almost as soon as it started, it's over. Wrestler Asa Shoryu takes out his opponent by lifting all 317 pounds of him up and out of the ring. The crowd goes crazy, at least those who are there. The arena is less than half full. Sumo's been drawing smaller crowds in Japan, too, where the sport's popularity has been waning.
I think it's a bit of national pride that's on the line.
Mark Buckton, editor of Sumo Fan magazine, says in recent years, many of the best sumo wrestlers have come from Mongolia and Eastern Europe, and so many Japanese fans have tuned out.
If the very best players in American baseball were forever Venezuelan or Cuban, perhaps, American people might lose a bit of heart in it.
Sumo may be looking more to non-Japanese audiences. The next foreign tournaments will take place in Mongolia this summer and at London's Royal Albert Hall next year. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand.